So that offensive billboard that I spoke about in my last podcast had an effect. The billboard, erected by the United Coalition of Reason, asked, "Don't believe in God?" and answered, "You're not alone." Not only did this billboard result in quite a bit of media coverage, in part because of the threats that were made against it and the need to have it moved, but also the billboard generated more interest in local atheist groups. The Cincinnati Inquirer reported that attendance at a local atheist group rose from a typical 20 to 46, and another group reported about 10 more people in attendance. Sure, the number of folks attending such meetings are still small, but the reality is, according to the 2008 American Religious Identification Survey, 17% of Ohioans identify as atheists, agnostics, or as having no religion at all. This is not an insignificant number, and according to some other reports, it is a number on the rise. The issue, of course, is where, when, and how do these folks gather to discuss their philosophic and religious issues? And while I firmly hold that atheism is a legitimate and authentic philosophic, even religious position to hold, I do have a couple problems with the billboard and the campaign surrounding it. In my last podcast, I spoke about one of my problems, that the billboard uses soundbite theology rather than engaging in a more sophisticated discussion of philosophic and religious ideas. My other problem is that the billboard and the campaign are asking folks to define themselves by what they don't believe. It seems to me that organizations and movements need to build upon what they do believe rather than what they reject. Of course, this is more difficult and may not fit into our soundbite culture, but a positive approach is essential if an organization is going to articulate a position that provides a structure and provides guidance. Rather than soundbite theology, don't believe in God, it is important to affirm that morality and ethics arise out of the human condition, that such values even change and evolve over time as society changes and we gain new information. And it is important to declare that the best way to understand the universe in which we live is by relying on evidence, observation, experimentation, while all the while recognizing that new evidence may require changing a once heldly firm fact. And this is healthy, and it allows society to grow and change. The fact that Pluto was once a planet but is no longer should not be seen as a failing of the scientific endeavor, but rather as part of its strength, allowing for growth and change, just as accepting the notion that the insights of one generation may be overturned by the next. This should not be seen as uncertainty that weakens us, but rather as a strength that frees each person and every generation to seek knowledge and gain wisdom unshackled from the constraints of the past. At Beth Adam, where I serve as rabbi, we give voice to what we believe in order to create a strong foundation upon which we can build. I invite you to explore Beth Adam's website at bethadam.org and our online congregation, ourjewishcommunity.org, to learn more about how we give voice to who we are and what we believe. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam, wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving.